from that time on. I did not think about it so much. I did as much as I could in order to content him, and I prayed that he himself would teach me what I should do in order to repair for the time past. And he said to me, "I am ready to do what you want. See, the first thing that I told you I wanted from you was the imitation of my life. So, let us see what you lack." "Lord," I said to him, "I lack everything. I have nothing." "Well then," he said to me, "do not fear. Little by little, we will do everything. I myself know how weak you are, but it is from me that you must draw strength." I don't remember it in sequence, but I will say what I can. And he added, "I want you to be always upright in your operating, with one eye look at me, and with the other eye look at what you are doing. I want creatures to disappear from you completely. If you receive a command, do not look at the people, no, but you must think that I myself want you to do what you are being commanded. So, with your eye fixed in me, you will not judge anyone. You will not look at whether the thing is painful or enjoyable, whether you can do it or not. Closing your eyes to all this, you will open them to look at me alone. You will take me together with you, thinking that my gaze is fixed on you. And you will say to me, 'Lord, for you alone I do this. For you alone I want to work, no longer a slave of the creatures.' So, if you walk, if you work, if you speak, in anything you do, your only aim must be that of pleasing me alone. Oh, how many defects you will avoid if you do this." Other times, he would say to me, "I also want that if people mortify you, insult you, contradict you, you keep your gaze fixed in me, thinking that from my own lips I am saying to you, 'Daughter, I myself am the one who wants you to suffer this, not the creatures.' Remove your gaze from them. But you and I, always. All others, you must destroy. See? I want to render you beautiful by means of these sufferings. I want to enrich you with merits, work your soul, render you similar to me. You will give it to me as a gift. You will thank me affectionately, and will be grateful to those people who give you the occasion to suffer, repaying them with some benefit. By doing this, you will walk as upright before me. Nothing will ever again give you restlessness, and you will always enjoy peace."